This is ProBlogger.
Hey there and welcome to episode 138 of the ProBlogger podcast. This is part one, challenge number one of our 7 days to getting your blogging groove back challenge. A bit of a mouthful that. I might need to rethink that one at some stage if I do it again. 7 days to getting your blogging groove back challenge that we kicked off in the last episode of this podcast. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I really do strongly recommend that you go back to episode 137. It just goes for 13 minutes and it gives you an overview of what we're doing in this challenge. But to recap, every day for the next week, I'm going to suggest a particular style of blog post for you to create. Can be a written piece of content, can be a video, can be a podcast, whatever you choose to do. My challenge to you is to create and publish that piece of content and to join our ProBlogger Challenge group on Facebook and to share the post that you've written so that we can check out each other's blog posts. You can find all the details of the challenge and today's transcript and show notes at ProBlogger.com/podcast/138. Now, let me tell you what today's style of blog post will be for you to create in the next 24 hours.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Today, I want you to create a list post. This is the easiest type of post that I could come up with for day one to help you to ease into this particular challenge. I decided a list post would be a good one for a few reasons. Firstly, it's something most of us are familiar with. We've all read them, and most of us as bloggers have probably created them. It's also something that can be done relatively quickly, depending on how you approach it. And I'm going to give you some options that you might take with your list post in a moment. And also, in my experience, it's one of the most effective ways of creating content, and it's something that appeals to readers. And so it can be the type of post that can attract a lot of eyeballs, and it can be, accessible to those readers. List posts work for a number of reasons. Firstly, they're scannable. They tend to keep you from rambling, although that does depend on the style of list post that you choose. I guess they do keep you a little bit more succinct. They're readable. It's very easy to consume a list post, particularly if you format it well. They can be comprehensive if you want it to be, and they can also be pretty light, and I'll show you some examples of that in a moment. They can also be very persuasive. You know, you come up with 21 things in your list post, that can really add a lot of weight over time if people get right through that list. They can be easy to write. I actually find them quite easy to write because you come up with an outline first of your 21 points or however many points you want to make, and then you just fill in the blanks after that. They're very shareable and they're the type of content that does get shared around a lot, and there's been studies done into that. And they can enable you to communicate something that can be quite complicated in a fairly easy to understand way. They break things down just by the fact that they are a list. So list posts can be a great type of content to write. Now, most of you have probably done plenty of list posts in the past and may not need to listen to anything else, but if you want a few tips on that, on how to do it and how to approach this challenge, there are three types of list posts that I would suggest you consider. Really, I guess it's about the complexity of the post. The first one that I would suggest you consider is the simple list post, and this is where the vast majority of your whole post is a list. You might want to write a short introduction or a short conclusion with a call to action at the end, but the list itself makes up the bulk of the post. The post itself may not even have an intro or outro. It might just be a list. So an example of this is a post that I published on ProBlogger a little while ago now called 21 Ways to Write Posts That Are Guaranteed to Grow Your Blog. And if you go and look at this, and I'll link to it in today's show notes, the whole post is a list. It's just 21 short phrases or sentences. Some of them only have 3 words. Some of them have up to 9. A very, very simple list. You could read it in 50 seconds, even though there are 21 points there. You could probably read it in half a minute. So this is an example of very simple list post. And that may be what you choose today. I actually find list posts Some of you might look at it and go, oh, that's too light. But sometimes by the fact that there's so few words in there, you get straight to the point in each point you're making. They can actually be very powerful. And I've seen a number of people use this technique to communicate really powerful things in very few words. Now, the challenge when you're writing such a short post is to choose the right words and to make them powerful words. So you may choose to do that today. Secondly, you might choose to do a longer list post. The last example that I gave you, those 21 things that were just very short, light kind of sentences in each point, can be very effective because it's so to the point, but it can also sometimes be too light to convey a more complicated message. And so you may actually frustrate your readers if you do too light a post. And so most of my posts, I would say, are longer list posts that I've done. These are where you come up with your list and you might have a heading for each point, which might be similar to that simple list, and then you might write a paragraph on each of those headings. Or you might write two or three paragraphs. And again, I'll give you some examples in today's show notes. Firstly, a post I wrote a few years ago called How to Take a Great Group Photo. This is on Digital Photography School, you know, how to take a photo of a group of people. Now, whilst that title doesn't indicate that it's a list post, it actually has 12 tips. I could have probably titled it 12 Tips to Take a Great Group Photo, but I kind of sometimes don't like all those numbered type posts. They can convey something to your readers. So I decided just to title it How to Take a Great Group Photo. But if you look at it, it's a list post. There are 12 tips. Each of them has a heading. Each of them has 1 to 5 paragraphs under that heading. And most of them have a photo as well to illustrate the point. Similarly, another post I did on Digital Photography School, 21 Tips for Amateur Wedding Photographers. And again, very similar style, heading for each of the 21 tips, and underneath there was a paragraph or two as well. This is a bit more comprehensive than your simple list post. It allows you to go into more depth. Also, the thing I like about these is that they link out very often to other things that you've written in your archives. Particularly look at that amateur wedding photography one. Most of the points, there's links to other things that I've written. And this is one of the things I love about a list post, is it does enable you to sneeze people out into your archives.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
And the third type of post that you might like to choose today is where you just use a list within a post. So you might choose to write something more in the format of an article or an essay, a longer format piece of content, and then use lists within that as well. And that can also be very effective. And I'll share some examples in today's show notes of those types of posts. It's sort of like an essay, but then there's these lists within it as well. And that can help to illustrate several points along the way in your article. Now, I know some of you are listening to this challenge today and are cringing. You know, you may even be crying. You know, list posts are very popular with bloggers. And as a result, some bloggers don't like them because they can be overdone in some niches. Sometimes people go, list posts, they're too light, they're too fluffy. I write more detailed content. Now, of course, it all comes down to how you want to approach it today. You could make almost any style of post light. It's not just list posts that are light. You can write an opinion post that's light. You can write a review post that's light. You know, you can also make list posts very meaty as well. If you're saying to yourself, I'm not doing this, I don't want to sell out, I don't want to write a list style post, I challenge you to write a meaty, comprehensive list. You know, for example, and I've used this example before on this podcast, my post on ProBlogger, my ultimate guide to making money with the Amazon affiliate program. I'll link to it in today's show notes. It's actually a list post. In fact, it's two lists if you look at it. There's an extended introduction with numerous sections in the introduction, and then there are 30 tips, each one that has several paragraphs of information. The total length of that article is 7,700 words long. And as I said two episodes ago on this podcast, it's an evergreen piece of content that continues to drive hundreds of visitors to my blog every day, if not thousands. Hundreds of thousands of people have read that post. It's 7,000 words long. It's a meaty post. I would argue it's probably my most comprehensive post on the blog, and it's broken down into lists. And I think that the list format of that post makes it much more readable and much more shareable and much more easy to understand. If I'd just chosen to write more of an essay-style post, I don't think it would have been read as much as it has, and it wouldn't have had as much impact upon my readers. So I challenge you, if you are thinking, no, I'm not doing a list post, they're too light, write a meaty one. Write the most comprehensive list post you can possibly write, if that's where you're at. Okay, a few last tips on list posts. Think about your formatting. It's really important to make it scannable, to use headings, to use bullets if that helps. If you're doing a simple list post, so one of those really light ones, it's probably appropriate to use bullet points. If it's a more comprehensive post, I would encourage you to use headings and subheadings and to consider breaking the post up with images as well. Adding further reading to the points that you write can be a really effective way of making your post more comprehensive, more useful to your readers, but also getting people to visit other parts of your sites. And lastly, if you want some more step-by-step tips on how to create a great list post, check out today's show notes, because there I'm going to link to a great post that Ali Hale wrote on ProBlogger a couple of years ago now. It's called 10 Steps to the Perfect List Post. It itself is a great example of a list post, and it contains some really good advice from Ali there. So check out today's show notes over at ProBlogger.com/podcast/138 to get a link to that.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
Lastly, you don't have to write your list post. As I said in the introduction to this challenge, you can actually create a list post in other formats. A list could be the basis for a podcast, you know, 10 tips to something. A list could be the basis for a talking head video. It could be the basis for an infographic or some other visual content as well. So feel free to take this in any direction you want. The key here is that you are creating something in that format, in that style, and be creative, make it relevant to your audience. So the challenge today, write and publish a list post. Head over to our Facebook group. If you haven't already joined, search for ProBlogger Challenge Group on Facebook or look for the link in today's show notes. And look for the update there that I've done where I call you to share your list posts. And please try and keep them all in the one spot there. Share a link to the post that you've written. And please only share new posts that you've written for this challenge. Don't just go into your archives and find a list post. We want you to do this challenge to create new content. And then the last thing is to check out what other list posts people have submitted there and to like them, comment on them, share them if they're relevant for your audience as well. I really look forward to seeing what list posts you create today. You can take this in any direction as well. You could write about 5 tools that you use. You could write a step-by-step guide to something. You could write about 5 habits of great photographers or great bloggers or whatever it is that you're writing for. You could write 5 mistakes that new people in your industry make. You could write 5 books or blogs or YouTube accounts that everyone should check out. You should write, you know, 5 reasons that you love something or 5 values that shaped you. There's a whole heap of different ways, and it doesn't have to be a list of 5 things. So I look forward to seeing what you create over in the Facebook group, and I will talk to you again in 24 hours. This is a daily challenge for a whole week here on the podcast. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to get notified of that. Thanks for listening. I'll chat with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at ProBlogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at Facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com. Do check out today's show notes over at ProBlogger.com/podcast/138. And if you know another blogger who you think should join the challenge, let them know about it. Share it. The more people that are involved in these challenges, the better. It's amazing when we have a large number of people and they have shared niches, the collaborations that can come as a result of this. The last time I did a challenge like this, I saw a number of really amazing collaborations emerge. I saw people create creating products together as a result of some of the stuff that they did. I saw people partner up. I saw people become friends. So do invite other people. It's great to have a large amount of bloggers participating in these challenges. And lastly, if you do think it's relevant for your audience, I would love you to link back to these show notes as inspiration for your post today. You don't have to do it, but if you think other readers that you have that might find some value in participating in this as well, link over to the show notes so they can see where you get the inspiration for the post as well. Thanks for listening. I'll chat with you tomorrow.